with Stars podcast. My name is Salsa Jack.
What was I again? Cha-Cha Cindy?
I just made this. Okay. This is new. Last week I was something else.
Oh, that's right.
So what dance? You could be Rumba Cindy or Argentina Tango.
Oh, I think I'm going to be the Argentine. I can't even say
Argentine
it.
Argentine Tango.
Yes, Argentine Tango.
Or you could be Misha.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
I hate calling people out.
I know.
But, you know.
You know, look, I know, who am I to judge about being on there? I'm sure it's very uncomfortable. I'm sure she feels like
it's out of her,
comfort zone.
But
she's an actress. So pretend, fake. There's how many times have we gone into a situation, met people, been around things, and you have to fake it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even an actor, or this isn't even my craft. And this is what she does for a living. You mean she can't fake it?
Nobody held a gun to her head. At least I don't know. No one held a gun to her head and
but
said,
I don't
hey.
Think she's been anything in a while. Maybe she needs a bunny.
Could be, but just act like you want to be. She doesn't even act like she wants to be there.
Again, I'm not saying that she's not uncomfortable, and I'm not saying that we don't have empathy for her. But she could still fake it. And I always tell everybody when I used to coach skating, fake it till you make it. The judges don't know what's going on. Smile. Pretend
right.
You have $1 million necklace
like,
on
like
your on your neck. Lift your hands up. I used to tell them when they would go on the ice, you have to do this one thing at a skate. Then you had to stretch. And I would say, when you go to
reach for the stars.
I know. I would say, when you stretch, say, my coach Cindy
to the moon,
is,
Alice.
No,
to the moon.
I go, and Cindy is the greatest. So I make them do
so
that.
So you want them to lie?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would tell each of them before they would go on a little white lie, and I would tell them that they had improved the most of all my students. And I would talk about in my – they would warm up, but during our little talk, a lot of coaches would go on and say all these things. I did more of a pep talk, how fabulous they are, how proud I am.
Yeah,
and it was
point,
more
–
at that point, you can't – you're not going to fix anything.
Either they know
they got it or
they
don't. Exactly. So anyway, back to – it's not about me. Back to this whole situation. She could have faked it better.
Well, it's an entertainment show.
Exactly.
And it's uncomfortable to watch when someone – I mean, Geraldo, we won't spoil who gets voted out to the end, but at least he has a good attitude about it.
He's
laughing at himself. He's, you know
– Right. Doug Flutie, he's got to be out of his element.
Yeah, he's – but she just has a sour
– Oh, and I think the other pro dancers feel sorry for the pro dancer because you see him going over to him, hugging him.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the whole thing, and
I just
think –
it's a tough – you know, it's tough for him. I don't know if he gets paid per week he's on.
Oh, I don't know how it all works.
I know
they get paid per elimination, so the longer they stay on, the more they get
paid.
Right,
but I'm just saying, well, if there's a dancer, does a pro get
– I don't know.
Is he guaranteed so much, or does he – I mean,
I don't know.
Plus
anyway,
pride.
Yeah. But I just feel bad. I mean, it's just like he's a professional, and you can see.
Maybe she wasn't eliminated today. Maybe she comes back next week with a better attitude. Maybe she goes, I want those two, I don't want that married couple making fun of me anymore.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that. So we got to start.
Anyway, let's start with it's Latin night.
I know. Aren't you excited?
Dun, 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 dun. It's my favorite dance, the Latin dance.
Really? Really?
I'm just throwing that out there.
You have a favorite dance.
Yeah, sure. Because next week we'll be over what they're having next week.
Next week I think it's their memorable moment.
Memorable moment.
Yes.
We already know that Kim Fields is doing "Take the Good, Take the Bad." You're doing Trudy.
Yes.
Tootie? Is it Tootie?
I don't know. Why ask me? I never watched the show.
Never watched Facts of Life.
Babe, I wasn't like you. I had a life. I skated. I competed. I had friends. I was social.
You didn't have a life because you didn't watch the Facts of Life.
Oh my gosh, you watch way too much TV.
Take the good, you take the bad. Okay, first we have Jody and Kale.
I thought she was fabulous, didn't you?
She was frustrated during her practice time. Okay.
The fan.
Okay, you got a hot flash woman in here, and it's like 100 degrees.
It's like 100, and they're doing the samba. I thought it was pretty good. I thought she did a good job.
I thought she was fabulous.
I wasn't sure I was going to go out because they show the behind the scenes.
Well, because they had, I think what we didn't realize. It's fine. Is it too loud?
Well, no, it's fine. The building's going to take off.
Now. Okay. But anyway, the first get together, they have like 2.5, 3 weeks to put the program together, learn to dance, which would make sense. Their first time meeting, get to know each other. So from now on, they basically have 4 or 5 days because they have so many days of practice and they have to stage it.
Well, I think I said that last week, that it probably gets harder as you go along.
Absolutely.
Because you have less time to prepare.
And your expectations, people think, the judges think other things and
but
so forth.
They're doing the samba.
Yes.
And I thought it was pretty good.
I thought she was fabulous.
But you did say she was slouching.
Yeah, she doesn't. She should hold her shoulders back.
Yes. And we had Len, Carrie Ann, and Bruno all gave her sevens across the board.
You and I both thought she was going to get eights.
I thought eights.
I thought
eights would have been worthy.
I would have thought it, yes.
I'm not a professional judge.
Neither am I.
So who am I to complain about the judges going seven? At least Len gave a seven.
Yeah, I agree.
And he was pretty complimentary, too.
Yeah, he was. He can be.
He can be. So next, what we have Mark and Tony doing the Argentine tango.
Yes. Mark, where'd you get Mark?
Oh, Marla. I'm sorry.
I was trying to go along with it. Something we're trying to teach Misha to learn. If I'm saying her name right.
Doesn't it look like Mark?
Yes. And I'm looking and I'm like, there are two guys. And I'm sitting here, but I'm trying to go along with you because
there's
you're professional.
Wrong with two guys dancing.
No. That's not what I'm saying. God. I'm just saying, jeez. I didn't remember seeing two guys dancing. So, but I don't want to like call you out on the podcast, you know?
Call me out.
I'm just like, you know, call being professional like a professional would do. I'm not a professional at all. But anyway.
Well, like they say, you make a mistake and dancing.
Just fake it.
You just fake it. You just keep going through. Keep smiling.
Fake it till you make it.
Marla, Miss, I don't eat anything. I don't even.
Well, that explains a lot. She's got a great body.
And I don't use
real skin looks beautiful.
I use probably, what did she put, grapefruits under her armpits or something?
No,
like
she probably uses something that has, like, doesn't hurt animals or something. There's all kinds of stuff.
I'm not making fun of it.
No, I think to each his own. And she's good for her. That's a lot of work to be her.
It's hard. I think it's hard to eat that way.
Oh, I think so, too.
Because I've tried some gluten stuff. I tried the gluten potato chips.
Right.
I said, okay, do you have some cardboard I can have? It wasn't tasty.
But I think in all things, don't you think you eventually
used to the taste? Yeah, I like carrot juice, and I hated it at first, but I stuck with it.
Right, because it's good for your tummy.
Good for my tummy.
But I thought she was great, too. I thought she did a great job. And I think the only thing I didn't like is that in some
you
parts.
You said she looked stiffer than last
week.
Yeah,
I thought she looked stiffer
than. And the judges agreed with you.
I thought she looked stiffer than last week. I didn't feel like she was out of her element, but I just think it was not her dance. Yeah. I think she's more of a grace and that kind of stuff.
This
but she's
more of a. It was more.
Yeah, toughness.
Dance.
Yeah, forceful. I thought, but still for her age, I thought she looked fabulous.
I thought Mark did a good job too. Mark and Marla were both pretty good. Mark's her brother.
Okay.
And he comes in and dances halfway through it. They swap out.
Okay.
Anyway, Lynn gave her a six. Boo.
I didn't think she deserves a
boo,
six.
Boo, Lynn, boo. Oh, you can boo all you want. Carrie Ann gave a seven, and Bruno a seven. That's my Bruno.
Yeah, see, but I thought Jody was better than her, so that's why I think she should have gotten eights. The first
dancer. Jody should have got eight.
Yeah,
but
and
you
then Marla.
You always say going first, though. In any
I don't like going. They were keeping the scores low because they have to go from there, up or down from there.
Then we have Geraldo and Eria.
And before he went out, I was a little nervous for him.
Yeah.
I kind of like, I told you right before they went, I said, I don't think I can watch this.
They're doing the salsa.
The salsa, and which is his nationality, is Cuban. So I would think this kind of
he's
dance.
Puerto Rican.
Sorry. Why do I always say he's Cuban?
I don't know.
Anyway, I would think this would be something he's done many times in his life when he was growing
up.
Well,
he did say he had back surgery in 2010.
Which his foot is, and I think it was his right foot
his
numb.
His right foot is still a little numb. He doesn't feel things and stuff like that. He's old. Let's just be blunt. He's a little older, and maybe not in back surgery, probably takes your flexibility away. And he's Geraldo.
He has no rhythm. That has nothing to do with the back surgery.
He looks like me.
No, honey, you're better than that. You have rhythm.
He does wear a nice shirt.
Though. I understand now. He's been married many times now. You know what they say?
No rhythm, no.
No rhythm, no nothing in the bed.
No. Ooh, so you're calling out Geraldo?
Yes, that's what they say. They dance like they make love.
Okay, and he's going as Donald Trump. Didn't help him.
That must have been uncomfortable for Marla. Did you notice when she was clapping, she would look the other way at the end of it?
I don't want Donald to see me. I don't
want.
Well, you
know, her daughter is his. Her daughter is. That's his. Her father. So
that's true. That's true. I think, but he was having fun with it.
Oh, I don't disagree with you.
He knows the Don. He was on. He was on.
No, I disagree. I don't disagree. Yeah, no, but I thought he got all fours.
Yeah, I thought.
I thought he was going to get him all fours. Yeah, threes or fours.
I said she's trying her best.
She
stood in front of him and danced.
I know. Oh. Bless her heart,
so
as we say in the South.
And her first time back, and she, you know, they want her back. But Len gave him a four, Carrie Ann a five, and Bruno a four.
I know. Okay. I thought Carrie Ann was just being nice.
Yeah, I think Carrie Ann's like, yeah, he's going home anyway. It doesn't matter. Next, we have Paige and Alan. But because Mark got hurt, and this guy Alan comes out of nowhere 2 hours before.
Yeah, what a professional.
Yeah, Mark was a little... He hurt his back.
Well, they were doing, I think this is where they kind of like do the part where they stage it for the TV, where they mark it so that the cameramen know where to go with everything, which would make sense because I'm sure it's not easy as a cameraman to figure out what you're going to do. So obviously they mark their set and everything. And he did something, and he, you know, did something in his back. And
right,
so
he said, cut.
He said he was in a lot of pain, but he didn't, like...
No, he wasn't crying.
He was a professional.
He was professional. Yeah. He sucked it up, but he tried to suck it up. Couldn't do it. He had an MRI. We don't know if he's going to even make it through. So this Allen guy comes out of nowhere.
2 hours later.
2 hours later, I'm thinking...
On the dance. You have to give her credit, Paige. Was it Paige, right?
Paige.
You have to give her credit, because that would... As a new to dancing...
And they're
going
doing the
live, and they're doing salsa, and then you're going with a totally different partner.
All right.
Because that's also...
And different size. Too.
Size.
Because she was complaining about... Because Mark is... She was worried that every time Mark would pick her up, he would drop her because she's as big as Mark.
Right.
And
that would make sense.
And Mark's like, I've never dropped it. Or...
Yeah, he said he never dropped
dancing. I've never dropped anyone.
You're right. But...
There's Mark. He was dancing with Tony.
Okay. But I just thought that was... I was impressed with her. I thought that was awesome.
You said she was a little hunchy.
Again, her shoulders.
A little hunchy.
Shoulders.
Well, she's used to crunching.
Yeah, I know.
When you're fighting, you're not straight up.
Right.
Your shoulder, you're leaning into the
punch. Yeah, I understand that.
But anyway, Lynn gave her an 8, Carrie Ann an 8, and Bruno an 8. So
I still like Jody's better than hers, but I think she's just cute and bouncy and smiley.
Well, maybe it was because, too, that she took on a new partner 2 hours before, and you kind
of
got
thought of that. You're right.
It's like when someone's music stops,
right?
And they keep skating through it anyway.
My daughter, one of her teams, competed. The team ahead of her that beat her team, their music stopped, but the cheerleading team still went. They fell a couple times. Right. My daughter's team was better, but I told my daughter, I said, "Your team's not going to win because that music stopped. They're going to give her the pity vote," and they did.
Pity vote, you get the pity vote.
Yeah.
So she maybe got part of the pity vote, and maybe they're just afraid that she's going to punch them too. There's that fear factor.
No.
Next up, we have Antonio and Sharna.
Yes.
And they're doing the rumba.
Yes.
And I said before they even started, I go, this is not the dance for Antonio.
You did say that. You were very upset.
I said, no, this is not his dance. If I'm going to pick a dance, but it's early on the competition. He's not going to go home.
No.
So get this one out of the way.
Right.
Get the slow. He's more of a flash.
Yes.
Flashy guy. This is more of, you know.
Dancing. You need to finish your lines.
Right.
You finish your follow through.
It's really not his style of dance.
Right.
So my overall pick, I'm like, come on, let's get this out of the way. And he didn't do very well.
No.
I didn't think he was horrible. Lynn giving him a 6 was terrible.
I thought that was ridiculous.
Lynn was lucky I wasn't there.
Really?
He would have got smacked.
You would have had an old man.
Yeah, and
then in his 80s.
And then Carrie,
is he
in the 80s?
I think he is.
Really?
I think he is.
I'll give him credit then. And then Carrie Ann gave him a 6.
I know.
So what's up, Carrie Ann? Because she's picky about the lift.
Oh, the lift. Yeah, she's very picky. She's a nitpicker about that.
If you lift, you can't lift them all the way up off the ground.
Yeah, there's sometimes they're not allowed to do it. I forgot where it's at.
Anyway, Bruno gave him a 7. So, not great scores, but they're no threat to go home.
No, I don't. I agree.
They're safe, so get it out of the way. Next up, you have Kim and Sasha, who looks like Joel Grey.
I agree when you said that to me. I've never thought of that.
I kept looking at him. I go, who does he look like? Joel Grey, who was?
A dancer. And Jennifer's dad.
Grey's dad, who Jennifer was in?
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. And you don't
and
put
what
baby-
was Joel Grey in?
Joel Grey was in... that movie with
Liza Minnelli. Tell you?
No. Dancing movie.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cabaret.
Cabaret. I said something with a C. This is a cabaret.
That's not the song. Not even in the tune.
This is the cabaret.
Stop. Please stop.
I've been watching Vinyl, so I got a little.
This is not even cabaret and Vinyl.
Well, what's his name? What's the guy's name? Singing the Christmas song.
Ghoul. Robert Goulet.
Robert Goulet. Ghoul.
I was trying to remember the name.
I'm a ghoul. I'm singing the Christmas song.
No, but don't you do that.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Yeah. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
Those of you who can't see my face, I'm giving one of those really faces.
Really faces?
Yeah, really.
Just give me the date.
You're not funny.
But I'm a ghoul, and I
don't,
sing.
Okay,
Christmas
can I ask you a question?
Rudolph
Excuse
the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What? Yes.
You're not funny. So when you're thinking of something, do you have like you try to? Okay, I got to think of the names. You got to use this like a word phrase, and that's my word phrase to remember who he was. So there,
ghoul.
Robert Goulet. What's wrong with that scenario? People, it's not
Robert,
that funny.
Robert Goulet.
You know, babe, I think what we need to do, all those people that listen, I would like you all to start writing down every single thing Jack does wrong. Because he does many. 30 years, this man has driven me crazy. Because you cannot, it's not even that funny. You cannot do
Robert Goulet.
You cannot do anything wrong in front of him because he never lets you live it down.
Hey, ghoul, how's it going?
But anyway, he looks like Joel Grey, and he was in Cabaret. Wasn't Liza Minnelli in Cabaret?
Yes.
So there. I saw it.
I have the song in my head, but I'm not a very good singer. Only my grandson lets me sing to him.
Is this a cabaret?
Life is a cabaret. Oh, chumps.
Sung by Goulet. Anyway, they did all right.
Yes.
She screwed up on something, her foot, and she was a little drama queen in the thing. And
yeah, well, again, it's if I were to redo my life, I wouldn't change anything, but I would love to be a dancer. I was an ice skater, but I would love
to be a dancer.
And her foot got stuck.
I'm going to change my name to Jack Ghoul. Anyway, you were saying her foot got stuck. Maybe it got stuck on some ghoul. Who spilled the ghoul?
You're not funny.
I slipped on some ghoul.
You're not funny. You're not funny at all. What? Why are you laughing at your own jokes? They're not that funny.
Because I'm thinking...
I don't think it's this funny.
I just can't get over the cool guy.
It's Robert Goulet. Goo. What is the difficulty in that? It's not.
What is Ghoul for 300, Alex? Famous Robert Goulet song. Anyway, no, but she got stuck.
Yeah, her foot got stuck.
If you could come back in another life.
I would be dancer. Because
she was a little drama queen, and Gloria Estefan.
Yes.
FaceTimed her.
Yes. And she got excited. That was what, when I saw Christy Yamaguchi, I had to tell myself that I'm going to act like a crazy person. I was so excited.
I've done the same thing.
If I were to see Susan Lucci, oh my gosh, I would be like, ah!
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to remind yourself not to be all geeked.
Yeah.
So she got excited.
I've done it.
We all have people that we would be excited to see.
Yeah.
I would love to meet any president. I would geek out.
Well, because you can't. They shoot you.
No, but the president, no matter who he
would. President Ghoul.
I'm done talking.
I don't think someone named Ghoul could get
elected. I'm done. Everybody enjoy, because the rest of the podcast now you only hear. I wish I could say the a-hole's voice for the rest of the podcast.
Anyway, so Kim got a 6, a 7,
but
and
like
a 6.
He said, you know. Her facial expression showed that she, yeah, so you have to keep.
But she's hard on herself.
I understand that, but you still have to fake it.
Because even when they went back up there, Aaron Andrews was saying, you know, you were even as you came up here, you were still.
Right.
But I think she's hard on herself. She wants to compete.
Right, but like I teach my kids when I would coach them, don't make any faces. Just go with the flow. Sometimes judges aren't paying that close attention. They're not going to notice it. But if you make a face, they're going to know you made the mistake.
Yeah, you are going to catch
it. So you're going to just make your face look still. Everything's cool.
Yeah. You've got to
I know it's hard, but you got to work on it.
Fake it till you make it. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Next, we have Niall and PETA.
Yes.
And they're doing the rumba. And I thought this dance was excellent.
I did too.
I mean, I'm not a dancer. I'm not a professional. I'm not going to criticize the judges, but I thought this was an excellent dance.
I agree with you.
I thought at the end, they messed up at the end, I thought. The music ended.
Yeah.
Again, he can't hear the music.
Right.
So, but I said it right away. I go, did that ending seem weird to you? And you said yes, but they didn't say anything about
no.
it.
No.
But they were really hard on him.
I thought so too. And the thing that bothered me is they're not allowing him to talk. And I'm hoping it's because they don't have enough time to let the interpretive and going back and forth.
Right.
But I don't like. I understand he can't hear, and I understand he needs to have an interpreter.
Well,
but
then got booed.
Yeah, because he was wrong. I just think the accomplishment of him being able to feel it and to do some of the things he was doing out there, I just thought he deserved so much.
Well, the signals that she scratches his back,
right, or this or that, right.
I just thought I thought he was amazing.
Right.
I thought he did a great job, but they didn't. Len gave a 6, Carrie Ann 7, and Bruno a 7. But
right. And again, I wish they'd let him talk. I think he deserves to be able to say what he wants to say. I understand it might take some time, but I think you could squeeze a shorter commercial to allow him to speak. And I that bugs me. They're
well,
not
I
doing
think
that.
What I even said,
I think it's wrong.
I said, notice at the end they were really going at the beginning, really going on and on and on. And even Tom told Bruno one time, all right, you need to stop so we can so we don't go over. He had to cut him off because towards the end they were really going quick with their responses.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how you. That's no problem with a live show is you can't cut things out, but they're not gonna cut the commercials out.
No, but I know, but I still think he should be allowed to speak.
I agree. Then we have Misha and Artem. We have attitude. In fact,
oh my God, it's like I just oh my gosh, it bothers me. It just bothers me when I see poor sports.
I hate to do that. You know, you're given an opportunity, and I mean, you're given an opportunity to do something that at least, and like Artem said, he goes, this should be fun.
Exactly.
This should be, obviously, there's going to be times where you saw Kim Fields get frustrated. You saw Jody got frustrated. And there's going to be times you get frustrated, you know, with your practice time and stuff like that. It's just going to be times you get frustrated.
Right.
I mean, you're trying to learn something new, and it's not in your comfort zone. But she just had, I can't hear it. The music's terrible. The attitude is, it was terrible. And
I don't see her even trying.
And as a viewer, I hate to keep harping on it, I don't want to watch her.
No. I just want to fast forward because I really don't want to see the poor pity party. I just think, to me, I'm not saying that people can't complain, and I'm not saying you can't feel bad for yourself, but I just find it, negativity just brings more negativity, and I hate being around negative things.
We all have days where we just don't want to go to work. And we don't want to do this. But there's people out there who want to work and can't find a job.
Exactly.
You're given a golden, I mean, you're
on TV.
You're on TV, you're getting paid pretty well to dance.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying it's not hard, but there's people out there trying to feed their families. You're not trying to survive, but you're given it. At least act like you want to be there.
Exactly.
It's called entertainment.
Exactly. And you could fake it.
She could fake it
all she wants.
Cha cha 5555. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to waste my time with her because anyway.
I was actually rooting for her to go home.
Me too.
Next.
So was my daughter. She texted me back and forth. We were talking about it. Yeah.
Next we have Von Miller, who I don't like because he's a Bronco.
Yes, but
I like him every week, though.
I know. I really thought I did well, but they weren't crazy about him.
No, but they had the drill sergeant Barbie.
Yeah, I almost thought he was going to fall off the stage. You see that one part of the dance? His heel was off the stage.
Real close to
yes.
Whitney, but she's fining him $100 when he was late. Everybody's
late. I thought she was making a profit, but I was glad to hear that she finally said.
Yeah, she's giving it to skin cancer, right?
Skin cancer, yeah.
But she's $1,500 so far. When he farts.
Yes.
I go, is that real? And I guess that's just, it's just him. He farts on cue. But
I thought he was excellent.
I thought it was a good dance.
I did too.
But Lynn said no, 6. Carrie Ann said 7. And Bruno said 7. But I thought he was really good.
I thought he was excellent.
They were doing the cha-cha.
Yes. I thought it was a great job. I at that point of the dances, I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, like you said, he did almost fall off the stage,
yes.
Which if I was the Denver Broncos, I'd be like, okay, you're done.
Right.
Because
he's their
best player on their team. And if he gets hurt, their defense is.
You know, when I look at him, I don't see a football player.
No, he's a fierce defenseman.
Really?
You don't want him chasing you.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never think that looking at him. I just think of him as like a mild manner.
He's the one Rivers got kind of into it with.
Really?
Remember, nobody stuck up for Rivers?
Right.
The O-line, and then one of the O-linemen. Well, the O-lineman was there, didn't do anything. And then one of the O-linemen got in that O-lineman's face and said, hey, that's right. Because Rivers got up. Rivers doesn't take any crap.
Right.
And he got up and was kind of pushing back and forth with Von Miller.
Right.
And Von Miller really should have got a penalty, but they didn't give him a penalty. But anyway,
Really? I would have never thought that. I look forward to us beating him, but I look forward to see him play as a player.
He's a great player. Let's see. Next up, we have Wanya and Lindsay doing the salsa, and they're doing it on the road. They're practicing on the road because he's touring with Boyz II Men.
Yes.
And
I like him. I think he really wants to do well. He's excited.
He's lost 15 pounds.
15 pounds. It's like,
I dance a lot, so you can tell us.
Oh, yeah. But you could just see that. He's excited to be there, wants to be there, working at it, excited that people know him, not just as the Boyz II Men guy, but also as the Dancing with Stars.
Right.
And he's just thrilled. And that's the kind, Misha, you know, be thrilled to be there, you know? Fake it.
You can have.
You could have said no.
You can have bad times at practice.
Yes.
But for 2 weeks, all we've seen is, oh, poor me.
Yeah.
Poor me. And I'm not saying you haven't had a hard life. I don't know your background.
Right.
You're getting paid to do something,
right.
And you're being paid to entertain.
Yes,
entertain.
Exactly.
Smile. Oh yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Fake it.
She was crying before they even started talking.
I know.
About
she
it.
Was just a big.
Why
baby.
Are we talking about her again?
I don't know.
So and Wanya and Lindsay, they're practicing on the road.
Yeah, they're
and
doing
I'm like,
it.
Oh, that can't be easy.
No.
And they did fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I thought they were outstanding.
Oh, and she's such a cutie, and her little figure, stuff like
she's
that.
Dancing. Yes, and they seem to do well together.
Yes.
They seem good chemistry. Lynn 8, Carrie Ann 8, and Bruno 8. So far they're tied with Paige?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. So they're tied. I thought it was great.
I thought it was an excellent dance. And I thought he just, like, again, his enthusiasm, wanting to be the best, wanting to win. Still, I'm sure it must not be easy traveling, you know,
that's
from city to city, you know, doing that.
And
plus
she agreed to do it.
Right.
And she had a good attitude.
Right. So I just thought it was awesome.
I
loved it.
She could have had a frown on her face.
Yeah, she could have.
But she didn't.
She's a professional, though.
Next up, we have Doug Flutie.
Yeah,
and Karina.
I know. Before we went on, what I said, I go, oh, please, Doug, please.
They're doing the Pasa Dobla.
Yes.
Doble. And I said during the dance, I said he did better because it was a more manly dance. And I'm not saying that the other dances are not manly, but this was more like,
right.
It was a manly dance.
And I think,
if that makes sense.
What's the professional's name again?
Karina.
Karina, I think she choreographed it really well for him. I think it was a good dance that she choreographed for him. I think the moves that she put in there that he could do, I think it made him look good. I think his daughter being a dancer, she probably helped him too. And I just think he's taking this serious, and I like to see
The thing is, he's a little short. He's like he's like my height.
Okay.
And when he was dancing, she did something where he went out and he's...
Oh, her dress, yes.
And he's almost not tall enough, and he almost stepped on her dress, and I thought he was going down.
Right.
I thought he was falling. But he pulled it up because he's Doug Flutie.
Yes.
He works miracles. But Len gave him a 6.
He got a 4 last time, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't know. I just 6. I said, come on, Len. Carrie-Anne 7 and Bruno a 7.
Yeah.
So much better. Hopefully he's not in trouble next week. Then we have Ginger Z and Val.
Yes. Oh, love Val. And
they're
then
the samba.
And then the one of our listeners or was on our Facebook page, she was showing me her aunt, her pictures like that, and she said he got to lather up with them. What I say to you, I go, I would love to lather up with those two guys.
You would? Val and Max, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
They're doing the samba, and the previews are trying to get you to be more sexy, more
flirtatious.
More, you know, bring your sexy side. She goes, I just had a baby, and I'm married. I don't know. I can bring, but I thought she did a great job.
I thought she did a great job, too. She's enthusiastic. Same thing. She wants to be there. She's enjoying it. She's smiling. I'm sure it's her first time dancing, too. She's figuring it out. I'm not saying it's easy, but if you practice, you can achieve something.
You have to want to be there, and it's obvious that one person here doesn't want to be here.
No.
I'm not mentioning the name again the rest of this episode.
I agree.
Well, I guess I'll have to.
Okay.
But Lynn gives her a 6, Carrie-Anne a 6, and Bruno a 6. And
I thought she was better than a 6.
I think it was 7s across.
I think it was 7. I don't think it was 6s.
7, 7, 7.
Okay, I didn't think it was 6s.
I don't even know where I got a 6 at.
Yeah.
Anyway, 7s across the board, and that's 21. That's blackjack.
Okay.
So now we go up to the final. You know, who's safe, who's not
and
safe.
And the whole time I kept saying, Misha's going home. Misha's going home. I hope she goes home. I hope she goes home. I hope she goes home.
You know, but Geraldo was just so bad.
I know.
I think she would have gone home, but Geraldo, he just... And he was having fun with it. He knew. He even said it because they went to the whole thing. It was Doug Flutie, Misha, and Geraldo. And
right.
They do the.
Yeah.
And Doug Flutie started dancing.
Yeah.
He's like, because they're dragging it out.
Right.
Dragging it out, dragging it out. And Geraldo even said,
he would have had a recount.
If I wasn't sent home, I would have had a recount.
But did you see Misha's face?
Yeah, you pointed it out to me.
Yeah, I was like, I was watching her. That's why I kept looking at just
watching
that.
Watching her.
Because I want to see how she was going to react. And then everybody's going over to congratulate, and she just stood there by herself.
Yeah. Maybe she just has that kind of personality. Maybe she's just not a very social person. I don't know.
No, you're probably right.
Maybe she has social anxiety.
But you're on the camera, and you're
But see, a lot of actors have a lot of actors are different people outside. They have to become a character. So she just needs to become a character.
Okay.
Maybe that's it, because I know Gilda Radner, who was so funny and so hilarious, as on Saturday Night Live and other things. She was very shy and not in public.
Okay, but I still think even Gilda Radner would know how to fake.
Well, she would. I'm saying you have to be able, if this is your, that's why.
Obviously, she's not a very busy actress because you don't see her a lot on TV. So
I think she had some issues.
Oh, I don't know much about her because I never watched The O.C.
I never watched The O.C., but I know she had issues.
Did she?
I don't know. I don't want to go into them, but
right.
I know she had issues. But like you're saying, you have to be able to become a different
character.
But
does she have like
I think they even said one of the persons... Someone said to her, you need to become a character. You
right.
need to become the character.
Right.
Because I think Carrie-Anne said,
I think Carrie-Anne
you're smiling more.
Yes.
But
and she's a beautiful girl. She's got a beautiful face.
She
just doesn't look like she wants to be. But, you know, every season you see one of those. Because I think one season, I can't remember which player. It was either a soccer player.
It was a sprinter, wasn't it?
A sprinter or a runner.
A hurdler.
Something she didn't do well. Same thing. She just had a real bad attitude. Sometimes they had a desperate, not desperate housewives. One of the housewives.
Series, shows.
Yeah, they had one. She wasn't, you know, really that enthusiastic. I mean, they always have one of those ones that just kind of seems like.
Do you think they find someone that people
no.
are not going to like?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
How much have we talked about her on this podcast?
A lot.
A lot. So maybe that's what they want, so people talk about it.
I bet she's getting all kinds of like not very nice emails.
Yeah, because people.
Mail
I mean, again, we don't know her personal side. I don't. But if again, if you're going to be on
the
show.
But doesn't she have like a
agent?
An agent or a assistant or something like that that would take her aside and say, hey, look.
This is your career.
This is your career. You want to be in this forever. You know, this is what you want to do for a living. So you need to, I understand you can't do the dancing, but you can fake it in your face.
Hey, take it like Geraldo. Geraldo laughed at himself.
I know sometimes they edit it to make it look worse than it is. Because I know one time someone got upset because they didn't like the way it was edited between the two of them.
Well, yeah, if you're getting a bad edit, you don't like it. But
right.
If you're doing things bad.
Right. But I'm just thinking, I don't know. I always thought that actresses, they would have someone that would talk to them and explain to them what they're coming across portraying on the camera. And that they would tell them, you know, this is not working. I would think somebody from Dancing with Stars would tell her that.
Well, maybe they have. But again, I don't think she wants to be there.
Okay.
Because you even said it looked like she wanted to go home.
Yeah.
But please,
if you look down, she had her fingers crossed.
Oh, did she?
I looked again. We did it a second time because you wanted to see the face.
You mean fingers crossed that she wanted to go home?
I don't know, but if you saw her hands were crossed, and I looked down and I saw her fingers like this, and I was wondering if she was crossing it to go home or crossing so she wouldn't go home.
Well, maybe she'll come back next week and she'll have a better attitude.
Okay.
You never know.
That's true.
I mean, she was better this week.
But if anybody's taped it, watch it. Because I looked down below and I looked at her fingers. Because, you know, I always look at those little details like that. Because I remember one time there was a skater that didn't do well. And I was like, really? Act like you've been there. Don't be a poor sport.
Right.
I never as a coach liked it. I don't like it. Seeing it when I just don't like poor sports. I don't like it anywhere.
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
Don't like it. Don't
like
it.
With our kids.
No, I always told them you didn't have to be the best, but you had to give 100%.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So at this time, we'll stop right here. Record this right after the show. But
yes, we
we'll
do.
Be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Before I forgot the whole thing, if you'd like to help us out, you can go to jayandjack.com and we have a patrons click. You can click on there. All our podcasts are listed there. It's a lot simpler than doing all the other spiel. Just go to jayandjack.com.
Oh, we changed it.
Well, it's always been jayandjack.com, but I'm just saying now you just go there and it has all this information there. So I don't have to go through 35 minutes of trying to remember.
And then also being able to even speak it properly because your tongue and your lips don't work well sometimes.
So, you can do that. But next week, if we have any feedback, give us a call. If no feedback, then we'll come back and just end it.
Okay. All right? Sounds good. We didn't say who went home. Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we said Geraldo.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
That's all right.
Old people.
Old people. All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right.
Well, now it is tomorrow.
And we're back.
It's back. So it is actually today.
Okay.
Because tomorrow was yesterday.
All right.
Or no, tomorrow is Wednesday. Today is Tuesday. So anyway, we do have a phone call.
Cool.
We'll get into that phone call as
What are you waiting for it to load?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Jack and Cindy. This is Sarah calling with my comments about last night's Dancing with the Stars. I just wanted to highlight three of the dancers. I wanted to talk about Antonio and Von Miller and Niall, of course. I thought all three of those were the best of the night, and I really enjoyed all three of them. With Von Miller, I was thinking about how it's funny that they do all of these funny staging and other dancers and all of this, almost like putting on a play. And I was thinking how it used to be just the guy and the girl dancing, and I really liked that. That it was just simple and you could see the way that they moved. And I feel like now it sounds a lot like I'm siding with Lynn and his grumpiness on this, but it does feel like they've gotten a little bit too far on the extra stuff. And I kind of wish they'd pull it back a little. And so for me, that took a little bit away from Bon's dance. I like Bon a lot. I think he's got a great personality. I think he's a good dancer, but I do kind of wish that they wouldn't keep all that extra little stuff in there. And then with Antonio, man, he did an amazing job. And as I watched him, I couldn't help but think about how if it hadn't been for Emmett Smith coming on the show in the second season and really opening the door to make it kind of, you know, cool for a really strong male athlete like that to come on and do a dancing show, I just think that they owe a lot to Emmett Smith for opening the door for all of these. Since then, so many athletes have come on, football players especially, and they do a really great job. And I don't know if it's because they're easily coached or if they just have a way that they can move their bodies. But I was just really impressed with Antonio. I thought he did a great job. And as a Texan, of course, I can't help but be proud of my Cowboys and Emmitt Smith opening the door. And then also with Niall. So I kept thinking about how he's able to do what he does. And Cindy, you'll understand this. I do think that probably he's got an 8 count going in his head. And I think he's probably matching his dance steps with the 8 count, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I think that he probably is able to use those other tricks that she was talking about with touching his side or squeezing his hand to know how fast to move the 8 count. But it's definitely, it seems like he's got to have that where he's matching the steps to the count. And I think that that's probably one of the biggest tricks that he's using. But, man, he's amazing. He's so good. And then lastly, with Geraldo going out, I wasn't surprised at all. I kind of thought that it would be him. And I thought he was so gracious about how he said he knew he should go home. And, you know, he knew that he wasn't going to make it for anymore. But I do kind of am irritated, or I should say I am irritated, that they put him with Edita, because Edita's so amazing and it's so great having her back. And I wish that they had paired Edita up with a stronger dancer. And I don't like how they do that. Some seasons they put some really good dancers with some not so great people. And then, you know, of course they always pair like Mark, and then, you know, some of the other ones, they put them with stronger dancers. I don't know.
Well, thank you for the call, Sarah.
Good call.
What do you think about Geraldo being paired up with Edita?
I'm with her on that. I mean, I always feel bad, but I'm wondering, because I was trying to think about how they pick professionals with each dancer. And I'm thinking, like, when I was in the shows, you got on the bus versus seniority. So the more seniority you had, the better seat you had, the farther up front. Girls who were new, like myself my first year, I got stuck in the back where the bathroom was. So I'm thinking, as a pro dancer, you've probably gone with experience. So I'm thinking, like, Mark...
The longer you're there,
you get the better dancers.
Or maybe she,
and because she just came back.
She just had a baby, right? Did she?
I don't know. I wish I looked like her having a baby.
But maybe she picked her all those things. Okay, I only want to work a couple of weeks to get back into it.
I think it goes by seniority, and I think she left for a while, and then they just brought her back, and maybe they just felt like, you know, maybe you're back on the bottom of the totem pole. I don't know.
That could be it. That could be it.
But she's right about Niall. They definitely do an eight count. It's definitely an.
What if you can only count to seven? Does
oh
that
my
throw
gosh.
You off?
Gosh.
One, two, three, four,
I find
four,
myself
six,
sometimes
seven.
When I'm watching things.
What am I doing?
Be
what
quiet. Am I doing? Could I speak?
Yes.
Old man. Anyway.
Old man.
We were taught that you always count to eight, because if you lose your music, if the music cuts out.
I was told to count to nine.
You.
I was more advanced in kindergarten than some. Go ahead.
You're irritating.
Go ahead.
Beyond
go ahead.
Irritation.
Go ahead.
But she's right. You do count. You do have an eight count. And we were always taught, and I know Kayla teaches her cheerleaders the same way, so it's all similar, dance, everything.
And Kayla is?
Our daughter, who's the coach for cheerleading.
Well, not everyone knows who Kayla is.
Anyway, you do count of eight. So you're right. He probably has a count of eight. She probably uses her hands or whatever her signal is to speed it up. The count of eight is changing with music, and that's probably what she's done. I would think she would take his hand and tap it out on the hand so he get the feeling of it. But I still think it's hard. It's still hard. I mean, no matter what, it is hard.
Right.
And
well, because you're also you're learning a dance in just 5 days.
Exactly.
So that's also gotta be
and
difficult
you don't
too.
And I know for me the music is what moves you. So when you're out there skating, when I was skating, my favorite part was to skate to a great piece of music that I loved, because it just was like I felt like it was a release. And I'm sure as a dancer they feel the same way.
Hey, more Misha bashing.
Yes.
I didn't say this yesterday, but she kept saying that she couldn't hear the music.
Right.
Well, Niall can't hear the music.
Right.
So. What's your excuse?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Any.
I'm done bashing her.
Okay.
I just thought of
but
that.
But I do think, as an athlete, don't you think that you are coachable?
Well, because she brought up Emmitt Smith. Did you watch the Emmitt Smith?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was good.
Was he good?
Yeah.
You look at Emmitt Smith, you think, running back, how good could he be?
No, I think he
could. Because most running backs take a beat, and he played for a long time.
Oh, you meant the physical part
physical
of it.
Physical part, yeah. I mean, he played for a long time.
Yeah, you're right, but you're an athlete and you learn to suck it up. I don't know if you're allowed to say that, but don't you think you just
No, you can't say suck it up.
Oh, I just think you learn to, you know, you learn to suck things up. You're not a baby. You go with the flow. You just do it.
I was wondering if when he was dancing, did he have a big offensive line behind him to pad his stats?
I'm sorry, people. He is really annoying today. He's been working outside all day.
All day.
So all these jokes he's saved up. I know his little mind.
I did say little.
His little mind.
Wow. Wow. I got big hands.
No, you don't. They're little, too.
Now you're blowing out the speakers here with
sorry,
your laugh.
Sorry, anyway. Because you make me too loud. You make me too
I don't
loud.
Make you too loud. You're not loud enough.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I think she is right, though, about the coaching, how like Von Miller and these athletes, Antonio Brown, because they're used to being – especially football,
right?
It's very much, you know, it's not like baseball where it's like, hey, please, can you bunt? Please, can you steal the base? Please, can you, you know, they're more pampered, I think, in
you
baseball.
You think so? Really?
I think so, yeah. The manager,
I think,
manage-
be able to say that.
Well, managers are, I think, are a lot. You know, you have to. These players.
There's a lot of personalities, and they probably have to coddle them. Just like
football, you have to work as a team. If you don't, you can't be successful unless you work as a team.
So there's
baseball,
no number really number one.
Well, your quarterback is probably number one. You have a
well,
number,
I know that, but I'm saying,
but if your offensive line isn't dancing properly,
right?
Then your quarterback can't dance properly. So it takes everything. If your receivers aren't dancing
properly.
Manning
was able to be so successful this last year, even though he was probably not even close to his best
because
he had a great O line.
He had a his defense.
Oh, his defense.
Von Miller and the rest of the guys dance perfectly.
I can't wait to see Von Miller play again. Now I'll really pay attention to him, play football. Only because when I look at him, I don't see him as this person you're saying to me. I can't envision it.
He's a beast.
I can't envision it at all. The glasses, when I saw him at the chicken farm, I can't envision it.
Now, he looks like a geek.
He's like a nerd.
He is, but he's...
Like, I expect to see pens and books in his hands.
But he's you wouldn't want him chasing
him. Well, he has a master's degree, doesn't he, in
I don't know.
Chickenology or whatever it was that he said.
Chickenology.
Whatever he said it was.
I don't know. What about her comment about how she doesn't like the stage stuff anymore. She likes the old fashioned just dance.
I love just the dance. I'm with her on that.
I like the stage stuff because I think that's more geared for people like me.
Yeah, because you notice right away. You've judged yours, and I don't want to speak for you, but I've noticed is you're judging yours by the audience. Reactions, your reaction, the enthusiasm, and then you're like, "Oh, that was awesome!" And I'm like, "Yeah, but you know, I would give you five or six."
I never said that was.
I know
awesome.
I'm exaggerating, but
you're
you know
making
what I
me
mean?
Sound like I'm really excited. Oh my gosh, that was awesome!
No, but it was neat to know that you knew.
I said that looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
where I could tell you, yeah, it was all right, but and I'll tell you the five things I thought was wrong.
Yeah, and then I go, okay, then they get to the Len and
he doesn't like all that pizzazz. He wants just dance.
Yeah, but you know what, Len. Times are changing.
Yes, but it's an entertainment, and you want to entertain.
Exactly. If you want to keep the ratings up, you can't be the same stiff thing. You have to keep evolving.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's our one call, and we had one post on the Facebook page.
Oh, really? Cool.
Jessica said, "Geraldo, however it's spelled, I bet he'll go home tonight."
Oh, so
which brings us to our picks from
whatever.
You've been watching the show since day one.
I think so.
Since day one, I just started watching it. I picked Geraldo to go home, and I was right. You had Doug Flutie.
I know.
So, wow.
Well, I was looking at it as more of a popularity vote, and I thought in the popularity vote that Geraldo would have more popularity than Doug Flutie.
Well, I'm looking at it from being the right point of view, and I was right. You were wrong. So, next week, who... Do you think he's going to go home? Because I'm up by – I have 1 point so far.
I got to say Misha's going home.
Misha, I think we're in agreement. Misha, unless there's some kind of – I just think who's calling in to vote for Misha, unless it's Misha?
True.
She had such a terrible attitude. But we're both going Misha. All right. I'll write that down. So that's it. If you'd like to give us a call, thanks for the call, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Give us a call at 385.
She's good because I like how she analyzes things. Very good. Very good, Sarah.
Yeah, maybe you guys should do a podcast together.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Okay. 385-309-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories.
Are there really theories
in
the answer?
Or you can send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again,
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you just post it on our Facebook page. You just go, hey, we're here. Jay and Jack Facebook page. Or you go to jayandjack.com, which will take you to the Facebook page. On Facebook.
Ooh, so much excitement.
It is. At this time, we'd like to thank three special patrons.
Okay.
Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelter, and Brad from Chicago.
Brad from Chicago.
That's it. That's all we got. That's our show for today.
Look forward to next week.
Yeah, I can't wait for next week.
My favorite one is the Disney one. I'm looking for the Disney.
I like the Disney one, too.
I think it's going to be fun. They do some
great
things.
I've never seen it, but I
like it. Very good.
I like Disney, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah, me too. That's why we like it.
All right, maybe they'll bring back a Frozen Walt.
It's like Disney, like the theme movies.
Oh, okay. It's not. They don't just dance around Walt Disney's Frozen Body?
No.
I thought that'd be cool. Get it?
No.
Frozen Body cool?
No. Oh, my gosh,
right,
people.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Cool.